It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you want to hand your kids something as they head out the door and you look at all the protein bars, or maybe you're on your way to work and you didn't have time for breakfast. You want to grab some kind of a protein bar in the middle of the day. Maybe you're a runner. There's a lot of reasons that you want to eat these quick and easy treats that can help give you the protein and, you know, the extra calories that you might need to get you through the day. And yet there are some pretty bad ones out there, and there's some pretty good ones. My guest is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He's the co-founder and medical director of Take Shape for Life and the co-founder of the Health Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anderson. Let's talk about protein bars. First thing, do you think that we need as much protein as these protein bar companies would have us believe?
Well, you know, someone's always trying to sell somebody something. If Johnny has a hammer, everything needs hammering. So that's a great question. And I think the important part, Melanie, is to start off. And I just finished writing a new book that's on the New York Times bestseller, where we really focus on creating health in people's life. And I think that's really where it should start. So you have to ask the person, or as your listeners are listening, what are they using these bars for? So there's really three general categories: energy bars, meal replacement bars, and protein bars. So for kids, you know, if you were talking about kids going to school, you have to understand, you know, what is the outcome? Is the outcome to replace a meal? Is the outcome to be for a sports or something? As you said, you're an exercise physiologist. Give them a little extra energy or put them in position where post-workout there's enough protein available to build muscle. So I think that's the first question. And so if I dissected them down into the three parts, where they really matter, the first would be is meal replacements, because, you know, one of the things that I found is the reason why two-thirds of us are overweight or obese is because we get hungry. We're out and about. We have chaotic lifestyles. We don't have time to sit down and eat a whole food meal, so we end up grabbing something as a supplement. So in terms of a meal replacement, you're looking for a protein bar that's balanced protein and carbohydrate, has the vitamins and minerals. And when we say meal replacement, what we're actually saying is it's a balanced source of protein, carbohydrates, low fat, and has the vitamins and minerals. So if you substitute a meal for this, you're getting all the nutrients necessary. So that's one thing. So when I have people evaluate, I have them look and say, okay, if I want to replace a meal, I want to find something that's balanced. The second part is how much sugar. Like when you were talking about being good or bad, Melanie, it basically comes down to, well, you know, how much sugar do they have in, and basically, where does that sugar come from?
So, what type of sugar it is? It could be complex carbs, which are going to be good and good ways to slowly release, and it could be some fast acting sugar that's going to give you some kind of a spike, and then you're going to hit the floor later.
You hit it on the head. That's part of one of the habits of disease that I talk about is sugar. Sugar by itself, unless it's put in a construct where it's low glycemic, which means it's not going to be absorbed as rapidly, it's going to stimulate your insulin, it's going to cause an inflammatory response, and to your point, is going to be bad for you. So the good news is if you have a balance that you want to look and see, if you have a bar that has very little protein in it, then probably it's not going to be healthy. Most of the calories, the macronutrients, going to be from sugar. Usually it's high fructose corn syrup. So you want to look and make sure that the majority of the calories aren't coming from high fructose corn syrup. The second part is when you combine protein, it actually in a bar, because bars don't grow on trees, you know, they're not whole foods. But when they're designed, if they have a relatively higher level of protein, you know, somewhere around 10 grams or so, then the protein itself, when combined with the sugar, and hopefully they're using a fruit sugar, together they lower the glycemic index, because when they're eating as that complex food. So that's the second part. And then the third part, you know, for young kids that are going out and running, doing sports or exercising, it's okay to have more carbohydrate in it. You just need to know that if it's not combined with an activity, you're just adding more calories to the diet.
That's right. So let's talk about the bars themselves. And we can mention names, anything we want here, Dr. Anderson. So let's start with meal replacement bars. What do you like? What don't you like?
I'm going to be fully transparent here. One of the things that when I came out of critical care and focused on creating health for people, I tied up with a company that's been around for 30 years, Medifast Meal Replacements. And Medifast, one of the originators, and what I love about their bars is that they're low glycemic. The glycemic index is in the low 20s, so they're the same as having a healthy legume. They have 24 vitamins and minerals. They have all the necessary ingredients and basically their balanced protein and carbohydrate, and they're only 100 calories. So you're getting a nice piece of balance at the same time, not too many calories. And so they're great for replacing a meal.
Okay, and now what about energy bars? Boy, there's a sure lot of them out there.
Goodness.
I mean, there's ones that are so hard and chewy that it's like, oh, my God, look at that. My kids like the Z bars, but yet, you know, I mean, all of these different things on the market. So energy bars.
Yeah, as far as energy bars, I just have to say if they're not connected directly to an activity, you have to be so cautious, and you hit it on the head earlier. You know, you don't want to have a lot of high fructose corn syrup. So I think it's important. I mean, I personally never looked at putting specific bars down, so I'm not going to give you the direct names, but I would say for our listeners, make sure you look, and if you have a lot of simple sugar in it, stay away from it.
Okay, so look at the labels. That's our first best piece of advice, really, is to look at the labels. Now, I like Kind bars. I love that they're sweet and fun for the kids. They've got good nuts and such, but I think they're probably pretty high. You know, they got about 20 grams of carbohydrates and 11 grams of sugar.
Yeah. So that's in the middle, but you know, you've got Clif bars. You've got the some like so. For instance, I know when I'm going through my day and I'm on a plane, and one of the great things about protein bars is their adaptability, their flexibility, and you can carry them with you. So they're a nice way when you get hungry. And by the way, one other thing, Melanie, we didn't mention. If a higher level of protein is the most important ingredient in satiety. Satiety is the science of fullness, and when we have a high-quality protein, what that does is that creates more fullness. And to your other point, if it has too much sugar and not enough protein, what it's going to do is spike your sugar, spike your insulin, and then in 2 hours you're going to be ravenous again. So for our kids, if your kid is involved in going to a soccer game or something where they're going to be doing intense activity, it's okay, you know, like you just mentioned, to have you know, a moderate amount of carbohydrates, but you want to have the protein, especially in recovery. And the key thing there, there's two main protein sources, whey and soy. Whey is really good for building muscle. Soy is good for anti-inflammatory response. So having a balance of those two also can figure into your decision.
So kind of wrap it up for us, Dr. Anderson. How much protein would you like people to see in a bar? How much sugar would you like not to see in a bar? How much total carbs, and what's your fat? We only have about 1 minute left.
Okay, let me
so
go
hit
quick.
Your numbers for
yeah.
me.
The numbers quickly are, I want somewhere between minimum 8, maximum 18 grams of protein. And the more protein, they don't taste as good, so you have to find something that's compatible, especially if you're using it for your kids. I don't want more. I love what you said. I think 20 grams of total carbohydrate is a good. You'd like to keep the simple sugar under 10. And then as far as fat, most of them are low fat. You need a little bit of fat to emulsify them, because if you don't, they're not chewy and they don't taste good. Nothing worse than eating cardboard or dust. So I think it's really important to first for your listeners to ask the question, why am I using this? If I'm using for a meal replacement, I want to make sure I'm balanced protein and carbohydrate and make sure it has vitamins and minerals. If it's going to be used for an energy source, I'd like to have it more complex carbohydrates, so make sure there's not too much high fructose corn syrup. And if I'm using it for sports or energy recovery, I want to make sure it has balanced whey and soy.
Wow, you just put that so succinctly. 8 to 18 max amount of protein, 20 grams of carbohydrates at the max. You want less than 10 grams of sugar. You want low fat, preferably not very much saturated fat, unless it's an avocado bar or some kind of a salmon bar, but I haven't seen those out yet.
I haven't seen those yet. No.
I haven't either, but that would be good. We could make up an anchovy bar.
Like something about Mary, about more meats on stick.
There you go. Now tell people, Dr. Anderson, where they can find out more about you.
Well, basically, just go to habitsofhealth.com, habitsofhealth.com, and learn more about creating health in your own life. And Melanie, thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you so much. Habitsofhealth.com is the website, Dr. Wayne Anderson. And you can find out more about protein bars and things like that. Just reading the labels, that's the most important thing. So you know what you're getting, what you're giving your kids, and what you're using that protein bar for. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.